Hey everyone, it's Albert Parker here. I'm the host of the new Hollywood Hustle podcast, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Welcome to the show where we stop gawking at red carpets and start following the money. We dive deep into the financial secrets that keep Hollywood thriving. Not gossip, not just celebrity dirt, real structures, real cash flows, the corporate chess moves that decide what gets greenlit and what gets buried. Who actually owns Hollywood? Who makes the real money? And who's just along for the ride? So what makes Hollywood Hustle stand out? We don't just report headlines, we unpack them. Now, how do you listen? Hollywood Hustle Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms. For ad-free episodes, be sure to subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com.
What turns on a killer is the suffering and death of another human being. And as his determination builds to take another life, he plans in obsessive detail what props he'll bring, what knots he'll tie. Let me ask you guys something. What turns you on?
Welcome to Canvas and Crime, your ultimate destination for true crime and horror merchandise. Meet Elizabeth, the creative force behind canvasandcrime.com. She combined her passion for painting with her fascination for true crime and horror, giving birth to this unique shop.
You're looking for an intelligent white male, 20 to 30 years old, socially functional.
Are you a fan of serial killer memorabilia? You're in luck. Canvas and Crime has an incredible selection, from iconic mugs featuring notorious figures like Ted Bundy and the Zodiac Killer, to killer shot glass sets that showcase your favorite serial killers.
All I know to do is change your locks, tighten up your security, and pray.
But that's not all. You can also find custom prints of your most loved serial killer, adding a personal touch to your collection. For the most entertaining serial killer merchandise, look no further than canvasandcrime.com. Support a small business and dive into the chilling fun. Shop today, and don't forget to follow Canvas and Crime on YouTube as well.
I'm Bill Farmer. You're listening,
You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network podcast.
Gorge.
Hey, what's happening? Jason Marsden here, a.k.a. Max Goof. And you're listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast.
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse.
To live. To live will be an awfully big adventure.
Some imagination, huh?
Good day, mate. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Ashley.
Samantha?
I don't even know it's Samantha.
Danny boy, where are you?
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, and welcome to Muppet Vision 3D.
I may be dead, but I'm still pretty.
Oh, come on, Gar. We're here. Happiest place on Earth.
Shall we begin?
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast. Still missing Dan. And this one's our fault. But it's fine.
It is definitely
produced
our
by Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Make sure you check out all of our social media after the show. Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube Shorts.
Yes. Also check out our website, LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com. Once you get a membership, you have access to all the things. So please go check that out.
Yes, definitely.
See.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're bad. We bad people. Bad Ashley and Sammy. Today,
yeah.
You guys all know in real podcast, in real time, not podcast time, we always do like Saturday morning. We forgot. And thankfully, I'm not working and she's not working. So this is like Tuesday, like 2 days before this is supposed to go out.
I don't know. We got like a week. This one comes out next week, doesn't it? I think so.
This is the New Year's episode. This comes out on New Year's Day.
Well, then we don't have anything for the 7th. We only have 4 episodes planned. Should look at the list.
There's supposed to be 5.
I was going
5?
Off the list. I don't know. I was going off the list, so I thought this came out on the 7th. Up.
See, we might have screwed
4,
up.
There's 4 episodes. There's 4 listed. So I was like, okay, is there this only is for the 7th.
Is there more than 4? Oh. Yeah, this is... Normally, yeah, we put this out on the 1st, but yeah, that would make 1, sense 2, to 3, do 4. The 7th.
Yeah, because that's the first Wednesday.
Oh, okay, so we have more time. I thought we were like screwed. Yeah, screwed. I thought this needed to come out on the 1st.
No.
Wow, that tells you how much Ashley
but we
knows
still needed
what's
to
happening.
Do it.
Yes, we still need to do it.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Yeah, but yeah.
Happy New Year!
Okay. 1 week into the new year. So,
1 week
there
into
you go.
The new year. Oh, goodness.
Yes, when you're listening.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to let you take it away because apparently I don't know what's going on in my life.
I don't know. Oh, and I didn't even pull up the stuff on my phone. Okay, we're just going to do this on
the
fly.
Do you want me to go through then so you can pull this stuff up?
No.
I can do this.
No. I got it. Okay. I got it. I know. I got it. Okay. So, Happy New Year. We're looking back at 2025 and looking ahead to 2026. So, there you go. Yeah, so we'll just jump right in. So a look back at last year, our favorite series of episodes and or just individual episodes. Oh, good. Dan filled his in. So we'll
he did. He filled in everything. So we'll talk for Dan.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just read his off. So I'll start just because I'm already talking. So I had trouble picking my favorite only because when I looked, I was like, wow, there were a lot. And I didn't want to list everything, but I almost could have.
We had a really good year.
Yeah, honestly, it was a great year. So I narrowed it down. So I just did Buffy, Robin Williams month, which I was like, wow. It felt like a lifetime ago.
Yeah.
Agatha, and then our music month, just because it was different. So I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed our music month. It wasn't like my favorite just because it was a lot of Taylor Swift. I love her, but that was a lot. But it was, I'm glad we're starting that. I'm glad that is something available on Disney Plus and that's something we can like keep running with. Yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my favorites, episode wise, I love talking about Our Lips Are Sealed. That is absolutely one of my favorite Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen movies. And I just loved our Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen series. I know it was shorter. I know it probably didn't appeal to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I love Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. They shaped a lot of my elementary years with their books and their videos and stuff. So it was just great going back to that. Buffy, the 7 weeks of Buffy was just a lot of fun for me to go through because it's an actual series I finished and absolutely loved. I mean, I also loved Firefly, but I knew Dan was going to put that on there. And then, I mean, Hook.
Yes.
How can you not love the Hook episode? Like, it is not Disney, but it is the absolute best iteration of Peter Pan that I have ever seen outside the Disney animation. Like,
yeah,
nothing
it's a classic.
Will ever beat it. Nothing. In my book.
Mm-hmm.
My millennial book.
No, I agree.
Yeah. Dan was kind of on the same wavelength. He loved all the Robin Williams, specifically Hook. Firefly, which
of course,
if you guys listened, that's all self-explanatory. Talking about Deadpool. That was an interesting month. And then How the West Was Fun. He loved that episode. So he picked one from Mary-Kate, which is makes me happy.
Yeah. That's nice. Well, I didn't say Mary-Kate because I knew you'd pick it. So I was like, we'll just pick something else.
Well, I'm glad he liked something from that series because that series really wasn't geared towards him. And I felt kind of bad about it. We had a lot of Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. And I'm like, I'm sorry, Dan. This is very girly.
Sorry. It's okay. He's used to it, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
With us, hopefully.
Yeah. At this point, Okay. So least favorite topic or episode. I had trouble picking this. I'm just kidding. I had trouble because I was like, I like so much of our stuff, but I put Firefly, but then I just put Just Kidding. That's just a joke, I promise.
Dan would yell at you right now if he was here.
Yeah, Dan would not be happy. But I'm just kidding, Dan. I'm sorry. It was a joke. But I guess out of everything we watched, Wish was the worst.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wish was probably, like, my least favorite episode. Also, talking Inside Out 2... It was a great movie, don't get me wrong, but if you listen to me talk during that episode, I was emotionally traumatized, and I had to relive it watching that movie. So that was, like, the probably my least favorite episode to do because I was, like, crying half the episode, or trying not to cry.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I get you. I get it.
I love Dan's fit. I love Dan's least favorite. New York Minute, which was probably their worst movie they ever did. Out of all of them.
I mean, New York Minute is very, like, girl-coded millennial, you know. It's not a good movie, but it has a lot of nostalgia to it. We'll say that.
I kind of forgot about that episode. That probably is along the same lines because it wasn't my favorite that I watched. And that was the first time watching it. I never watched it as a teenager. I didn't go to the theaters to watch it at all.
I don't think I did. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, he said despite New York Minute, despite it having Jack Osbourne. That's
funny. He was in there for like 5 seconds.
Yes, Dan. That's hilarious. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, so those were our favorites, but obviously... Supposedly, you all are listening to our episode, so let's see what your favorites were on the 2025 list. So, I gotta make this bigger so I can read the titles. Okay. I have it on my phone. It's not on the computer. Works. So, I'm going to read my phone, just so you know. All right. So, our most popular 2025 episode was a Robin Williams episode. It was actually when we talked about Aladdin. Well, the Aladdin and then the sequel.
Well, you know, that makes sense. We're a Disney podcast and Aladdin is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And the second most popular was actually when we talked about Elemental.
Really?
Which surprised me. Not because the movie is bad. The movie was really good.
The movie's good. But I'm just shocked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was surprised. So I was like,
lot of people had back and forth things about Elemental, so I'm wondering if a lot of people listened because they wanted to hear our take.
Yeah, we liked it. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully you all did too. Yeah. And then Robin Williams, when we did the Dead Poets Society, Good Will Hunting, that episode, and that Dreams movie that Dan made us watch that was really sad. That was our third most. It's a good movie, but it was depressing.
I could not. I already watched two of the depressing movies. I couldn't do another.
No, I get you. And actually, the next most popular is when you gave us the background on the Olsen twins. So when you did your little... history on them. So I thought that was cool. I'm like, oh, so people do like the Olsen twins still. That's good. Not just us, you know.
Love it.
And then honestly, the next couple is still Robin Williams. It's Mrs. Doubtfire and Hook.
I love that. I thought Hook Robin would be higher. Like, I would thought so too, but I guess not. I mean, they're still on the higher end out of all of our episodes we did in the 2025. Mm-hmm. Robin Williams was our most popular series, it sounds like.
Yes, most definitely. And then, you know, when we're looking at the rest of the top 10, Wolverine popped up there, tied with Moana 2. Okay. And then actually the Wish episode. Switch. Sorry.
That's so funny.
Sorry if you liked it. Because we did not really...
Maybe people listened to it because we kind of ranted about it.
Maybe. And I mean, I don't want to hate on it because we did find positives. Yeah, we found some positives with it, but
I mean, Alan Tudyk plays the goat. It was, he's amazing.
Yeah, and it had some good songs. Not, yeah, you know, you listened to the episode, so yeah. But yeah, so that's kind of our top 10 of 2025.
That's crazy. None of the Whedon verse is on there, which I'm very shocked.
Yes, let me see. Let me pull it back up. I wonder where they even fell.
I wonder if they fell at the bottom because they are the furthest from Disney that we've ever done.
Because one, it's really interesting because one of the episodes that got a boost this year was actually when you and I did, it was 2022, and it was a Haunted Mansion episode. Was that the new Haunted Mansion? It might have been the new one. I don't know. I titled this Welcome Foolish Mortals. So I know it's a Haunted Mansion episode, but it got, it was trending this year. So I thought that was interesting.
Wow.
I mean,
hey,
who doesn't love a Haunted Mansion?
People love their Haunted Mansion. I mean, I have a whole Haunted Mansion wall to the left of me.
True. I mean, like the Mary-Kate and Ashley stuff started picking up. I'm trying to see where. I mean, Buffy, the highest Buffy episode was actually season 5. That was the top Whedon thing that we did.
Wait, season 5? Okay, I always get her seasons confused. Which season did she die the second time? That was season 5, that right?
One. Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. That was like the pinnacle season.
It was a good season.
Yeah,
it was a really good season. Yeah, Firefly's down closer to like around 30th most popular.
Well,
but it did beat Firefly's out most of the Buffy stuff. Yeah. But it beat out a lot of Buffy stuff. So, okay. It's interesting.
That's very interesting.
Angel was probably the least popular. Yeah, Angel, people are like, whatever. They were not as interested in Angel. Oh, no, sorry, Angel. You're like way down there. The top Angel season was 5, which is what I would expect because that's the one of the best seasons. Yeah. So,
oh gosh, that's funny.
And we got some Harry Potter stuff in here too. I'm just now looking in the top like 30. Harry Potter trending.
Harry
again.
Potter will still always trend. And here's the thing: when the new TV show comes out, which I did see, I don't know if it's fake news, but I did see they are dropping, they are releasing the original person they hired for Snape. They're releasing him. Like they're letting they're not going to be using his acting services. I think.
Really,
I'm assuming JK won because she was going after them about it. She was going after them about a couple things.
I mean, he just didn't meet the description.
Doesn't meet the description at all. And this is JK's stuff. So if you're going to want to pay JK to use her stuff, you got to follow her guidelines. Like, you got to follow the book. Like, if you are telling me that this is supposed to be a more accurate series towards the books, then be flipping accurate.
Right. Yeah, no, totally agree. Yeah.
But when those come out, we're going to have to do, like, reviews of them. We're going to have to do, like, a solid review, either of just, like, the whole season or, like, a episode by episode. Like, we're going to have to do it. We have to because we're Potterheads. We love Harry Potter. So we need to watch them and say yay or nay for our listeners.
Okay. Okay.
It's for the pixie dusters. Okay.
Just for you. Just for you. We'll do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of 2026.
Okay. Yes. Now, you all should know, I don't know what happened. So when we put together 2025, we were banging. We were like, yes, we got this. Bang. And then 2026 came along and we were like lost in a sea of confusion.
We had no clue.
Not knowing what to do. No. So, we have plans, but knowing us, sometimes things change. So,
I mean, our plan is pretty solid.
I think we're good. I think
Marvel
we're good.
March is a little sparse.
I'm still deciding. Yeah.
Yeah. Still deciding what we're going to do during Star Wars month. Again, it's not going to be a typical, like, watch something, talk about it. I want to do something different.
Sure.
Right. And then I think November, we haven't, like, landed if we're going to do Pixie Hollow or if we're going to do something else. We haven't decided on that.
I have thoughts on November.
Cool.
Based on other things I was looking at. So we will discuss.
We have some solid things.
Yes. Like, we're going to do some talk about Percy Jackson because we have not touched on Percy Jackson at all. I know. Ashley's into Percy Jackson.
I'm into Greek mythology. So, okay, this sweater keeps, like, fuzzies all over my face. It's brand new, so I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I am a huge Greek mythology, like, buff. Iliad, uh-huh. Odyssey, all of it. I love it. So when Percy Jackson came out on the scene when I was, like, a teenager, I'm like, yes. And I still read them.
Yeah. Yeah, see? So she's going to be leading that.
Oh, gosh,
that will be her. She will be in charge.
I will be.
Percy Jackson. The rest of this month, we're going to be doing Disney, like, real, not just movies and stuff, the clubs of Disney. So, like, real things, tangible Disney, you know, pass holder, DVC, things like that. So more parks related. Yeah. This summer, we're going to do a whole bunch of shorts from Disney Plus.
Because they, like, have a lot.
Yeah, it was kind of insane when we found the list. So that's going to be the summer series because there's so many of shorts. Them.
Get it? Shorts?
Yes.
Shorts.
So many.
You're wearing shorts and we're watching shorts.
Because it's so hot out. Yeah. Anyway. Anyway, and then we're going to do some Disney video games
I'm so excited about this.
Different topics. Yeah, different topics. So, as far as what we're excited about next year, I picked the Summer of Shorts because they are going to be short to watch. And I'm like, great. Easy stuff to watch, easy to binge and talk about. I am all in. As much as, again, Buffy was a top thing I picked. Buffy was a lot of work. They were long episodes. I mean, not crazy long, but lots of episodes, you know. But still, like, I wanted to, you know, think about what I was going to say about, you know, the shorts are going to be much simpler.
Now, some of the shorts, though, are, like, we got our goofy shorts, not character goofy, just, like, action goofy, like, of all the characters. So those will be very easy. Some of the shorts, though, are very intentional and very much have, like, a story. Like, some of those Pixar shorts that you see at the beginning or end of the movies in the theaters. So we'll have some that were just going to be, like, nostalgic, like Goofy skiing or Goofy learning football or, you know, all those fun ones from back in the day. And then some will have, like, Bao, where the mom is making the little dumplings. Yep. And that one has so much metaphorical and symbology and just shorts can pack a lot more into it. So I'm excited to talk about that.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
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 Do you have anything else other than Summer of Shorts that you're looking forward to?
No.
Okay.
Because some of it, I'm like, I haven't seen it. So, like, you know, like, I don't know that much about, like, Percy Jackson and stuff. So it's not like I'm like, oh, that's going to be cool. The Descendants, I think, looks cool. But I'm just like, I don't know. Maybe I'll get in The Descendants and I'll be like, why does everybody like this? This is stupid. I don't think I'm going to be like that. But I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't really know anything about it. So I was like, well, I know I'm going to like the shorts. So I'm going to go with the shorts. Yeah.
Yeah, so if you as we go through 2026, you'll see that Ashley kind of curated the whole year. I came up with all the ideas, and Sammy like said yay or nay. So
Ashley can be in charge of so many things.
Yes, Ashley might be in charge a lot more than she's normally in charge of.
Yep, fine with me.
Dan's most looking forward to talking about Narnia because what we're doing is there's a month or month or two that we're doing. Media based on books is the series. So we're talking Percy Jackson and Narnia because those are the movies and books that we have on. There's others, but those are the big ones I want to talk about. And then So he's looking forward to that. He's also looking forward to the shorts, the summer of shorts. So that's what Dan's looking forward to. I'm looking forward to media based on books because you know me, I love books. So much fun. And then I'm also looking forward to introducing the Descendants to Sammy and hopefully Dan. I hope he likes
it. I think it'll be
appreciates
fun.
It. Because I have a big love for, technically they're the generation below us or two generations below us on Disney Channel, but Cameron Boynes, who we lost, what's-his-face, who played Seth in Twilight, is in there. What's his name? Boo Boo Stewart. Who's actually in Twilight as Seth. And then who played?
Red.
Oh, Sammy, you're frozen. Sammy, can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello, yeah, hello, hello?
I can hear you.
Okay, there we go.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And then Dove Cameron's in there, and then a newer, she's not new anymore, but she was new at the time. Her name's Sophie. She's in a couple of Netflix movies now, which she's really good. So, super excited to talk about
this. Okay, cool. No, yep. I think it will be good. Yeah. I do.
It's honestly, like, in my opinion, it's, I'm going to be honest, I think they're better than High School Musicals, the High School Musical movies.
Okay.
But that's my own opinion.
Yeah, we'll see. They probably are, honestly, but
yeah.
We'll find out. So, not excited topics. I didn't really have anything specific that I was like, about, but I did pick catch up month because we did make it to see Tron. We were just busy and sorry, Tron, you did not come out at a great time. There were too many other movies. No, but I heard it wasn't good. And now I'm just like, like, just because I'm like, great, I'm going to watch it and then be sad because it's not great, but maybe not. I mean, you never know. Right? Just because you rate it's not good. But
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's my worry. Is I'm going to be like, oh, it sucks. So, yeah.
Yeah. I did not change mine from last year. I just kept Marvel on there. Am I really not looking forward to Marvel? I don't know, because I don't know what we're watching in Marvel yet. So,
I listed one movie so far that we're going to do. And it is really good. In my opinion, it's really good, so, yeah.
So, I think I'll like Thunderbolts just because it's the off-characters, like the side characters, bringing them to the light, because that's what I normally like. I don't know what else is going on with Marvel, so. There's not really any topics that I'm not excited for, because I kind of picked all of them.
That's true. You made the list. So.
I made the list, so.
You should be excited.
Yeah. I am excited about everything, so I don't know. Probably just, honestly, what I'm not excited for is trying some of the months that we don't have, like, a hard line on. I'm not excited about trying to figure those out. That's what I'm not excited for.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. And Dan's, I'm not familiar. Dan said I'm not familiar with a lot that's planned, so I don't want to hate in advance. This is why we have him around. He gets
grounded. He's just like, I can't hate on this. I don't know the topics. Meanwhile, I would just be like, let me pick something random to be like, it's going to be stupid. Just kidding. Yeah. I think it's good, all of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for this year. Not that I'm not excited for every year, but you know.
I mean, yeah, we're always excited for things. So, yeah. Okay. And then we've got our personal goals and resolutions. These are always fun because I love talking about them and then watching us crash and burn and not accomplish things. But you know what? I didn't even look. What did we have last year? Maybe that would be fun to look at.
Hold on. Let me pull up the old list.
I'm just now thinking we should pull that up and see.
Hold on. 2025.
Let's see if I can find it, too.
So your goals last year, you didn't list.
I didn't list
your goals. You didn't list your goals. I think you literally just, like, made up something.
I was going to say that means I made it up while we talked on the episode. So I don't remember. Yep. Probably didn't do it. It's fine.
So what are your goals this year?
So my goals this year, for personal goals is we've had this 3D printer for like 3 years. Something like that. And I'm finally like learning how to do more stuff on it. So we're using it more, you know, especially because obviously we sell stuff, but I hand paint everything because we do not have a fancy 3D printer. So we're doing more with that because it's been fun to work on and find little things to print. So basically just working on smaller, more creative merch for the booth and to sell because it's fun to do that. Yeah. But that being said, I need to make a calendar of things I need to do because I like to do things at the last minute and then I'm up super late trying to get everything done. But I am very creative. That's my problem is I'm like 3 days before the con, I'm like, you know what I should do? And then I can do it because I'm like in work mode, you know? But it's stressful. So I'm going to try not to do that as much.
I think it's a problem with us creatives because I'm that way with writing. Like in college, if I had a 20-page paper, I did my best work the day it was due at midnight. And I always got A's on them because I was like in mode. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe it's a creative thing.
It might be.
Oh, goodness. I love Dan's. Did you read Dan's?
Yes, I do too. Yeah.
Yeah. So he wants to start playing music gigs, which I don't know if he's ever played music gigs. So that might be something new for him. I know, like, unless you count college, because we did do, like, gigs as a band, but he wasn't the main focus. So this would be him being, like, main focus. And then he wants to record original music. So I know I think he's made up his own original music and he's done that on YouTube. But I don't think he's actually, like, recorded it in a studio. So that's cool.
Very cool.
I applaud you, Dan. Yeah. Last year, he said, get a better paying job and get back into writing. I don't think he's made it to the job yet. I think he's still looking. Right?
Yeah. Welcome to the failure list, Dan. Just like us. Sorry.
Oh, I failed. I failed on two of my three. So... my three last year was read 40 books, work on my novel, and lose the last 30 pounds that I needed to lose. So I didn't realize that I said read 40 books in this because then I decided in like February, I'm like, you know what? I think I'm just going to make my read goal, however old I am turning that year. So I actually made my read goal 37 books and I hit 37 books as of yesterday. So technically, I made my reading goal that I made. I just changed it a little bit.
Okay. It counts.
Actually, I did two out of the three. I did work on my novel this year. I'm doing a lot. It's a I worked on it in a sense that I was planning. I did more planning and more like rearranging because I realized the story was just going to get too big for me and I needed to bring it back and kind of hone it in. So I did work on my novel. I didn't write, but I definitely did a lot of planning, which is a big part of it anyways. I did not lose my last 30 pounds. That is going to be a goal this year, but not specific numbers because specific numbers makes me itchy.
No.
I
don't like it either. No.
Yeah, I don't like, yeah. So one of my goals is just get back into a healthy routine, which I already started. I started doing a better on my diet. A Planet Fitness is opening up where I live, so I can finally start going back to the gym because I have no desire to go to the gym here at our facility. It sucks. One of the treadmills broken. It's just not great. So that's one of my goals. Continue to work on my novel at my own pace. Like, I think I was putting too much pressure on myself, so I just want to do it when I'm in the mood. Then my new read goal is 38 because I'm turning 38 this year. I hate that. Grow Book Gnome Bureau, which is my book blog. And then mom gave me her Cricut machine because she's not using it anymore and I want to create stickers.
Nice.
So yes. I need to learn. I have to get it set up. Like, there's boxes behind me with all of her stuff. And I have to, like, find a spot to set it up. So I'm super excited.
Yes. That's fun, though. I like that.
And if they turn out good, then I'm going to send them to Robbie so he, if he wants to print them and sell them for me.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll talk to him about, like, pricing and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's my goal. Those are good goals. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really should have question marks next to the ones I put on for podcast specific because I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, so we have podcast goals.
We try. And we've we failed every year.
I don't even know why we bother, to be honest. Guests. What was last year?
More guests, which we did have more guests last year.
Okay. Okay.
So we did pass last year.
Okay. Look at that. We actually did something. Look at us. Kind of.
Well, okay. Here's my question. Remember how I sent you, like, a possible updated logo?
Yeah. Like, months ago.
To be our goal?
A year ago?
No, not a year ago. It was, like, 2 months ago. I don't know how long ago
it was.
It was like 2 months ago.
I mean, yeah. Okay, okay, okay. So one of the things listed that Ashley helpfully put was a planned social media strategy. So
I would like to do that.
And step one can be updating our logo because, I mean, it's been a while. So giving that a refresh.
Well,
right?
We don't have anything with Dan. And so I'm like, I feel like we need a refresh with Dan. Because he has become
feature
a
him better.
Part.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Which I love the logo.
And you know, I'm like, yes, I'll have to pull it up again. But I did like it. I remember
it
that
if you
like
want me to.
Months
he
ago.
He has his
probably rock. Would be easier than me finding it. Yeah. And you know, like we're trying to grow and all that. So I'm trying to look at updating like the intro music, so it's not. I literally did steal copyrighted stuff. I'm just going to admit it from Disney. Trying to update that. I have a plan. Thanks to our friend Peanut, who's helping us with some suggestions. Or he's not here, but Dan writes music. So maybe Dan can come up with a theme song for us.
He could keep
so
come
thanks,
up with
Dan,
something
because
like
you're doing
Disney
that.
Disney rocker infused. He has no choice. So, that's a goal now. I'm putting that on his goal list.
So thanks, Dan, for volunteering to write our new music. I would really love to have it as soon as possible. So I'm going to need you to work on that like now.
I say we launch
even
all this
you're
in
not
February
here.
1st.
January is not reasonable at this point. But yes, I feel like February is a good time frame
reasonable
for things.
Because I already have the logo put together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So let's take off more merch. Because let's be real. We can only do one thing at a time.
Well,
so a updated.
And to be fair.
An updated media strategy.
Strategy, yes. And the merch thing, like Robbie has been working on some stuff behind the scenes that's Pixie Dust specific.
Okay.
So I will send him like the new logo and stuff. So that stuff, like I feel like it's okay for us to chill. We can do basic things with the logo and all that at least. So that's we can push that. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then I love your second one. I laughed out loud.
Yeah.
Want to say it?
Yeah. So I added this last night because clearly we need it. Pay better attention, I should say, to recording dates because then you don't do things like, we should have recorded 3 days ago, or we're looking ahead and we're like, well, no one's available for like 6 weeks. Maybe we should have planned this out better. So, we should
What did I
do
hold
that.
On, what did I say last night? Was it 2 days ago? It was 2 days ago. I'm like, were we supposed to, film this weekend? Big, yeah, embarrassed eyes. Like, I don't know. She's like, legitimately, yeah. I have no idea. I looked at the calendar. Yes, but we were supposed to record on the 27th.
I'm sure we were. Yeah. Oops. No, it's on there. I see it.
Whoops.
Yeah. No, it's there.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. And because of our bad timing, Dan could not, join us. That was our fault.
Yeah. Just in spirit. Just in spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He gave us his info, so we're good. Okay. Yeah, so updated media strategy and look at our recording dates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We probably should update that calendar, too. I feel like we
can do that.
I think we got this. I think we got this. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We can do it. I believe in us. Yeah.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
This is this is gonna be a year.
Yes. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. I am. It's gonna be great.
I am. 2026 is gonna be fun. Yeah. I'm not coming to Florida though.
True. So
I'm not coming until beginning of 2027.
Mm-hmm.
It's very
sad. A while away.
I know.
Yeah.
I looked at going down for a weekend, but Mom won't give me any points because we're saving them for the family vacation.
She's like, nope. Access denied. Sorry.
Pretty much. I mean, technically, I can just go in there and do it because I have my own login, but then I would be, I might be about to be 38, but Dad would probably still put me over his knee.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it would not go well. No.
Or we would be uninvited from the family vacation.
True. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the family vacation will be longer and better, so it'll be fine. I'll just,
It's very true. So just wait it out. Yeah, just wait it out.
Maybe my travel goal this year is to come to one of the cons in a different state with you guys. I just need big advancement. I can't.
This dude.
Do you know your schedule yet?
I would like to tell you yes, because we do have several. But this is what he's just like, well, I'm not going to do as many out-of-state ones. And then proceeds to list, four that he's already interested in. And I'm just like, okay, sure. Yeah.
Does he actually make any money when he does the out-of-state ones? Because I feel like there's too many expenses.
Yes.
He does?
Yeah, because we don't stay at cheap hotels because
I know
I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Well, and it that's why I money, know you have too many expenses. Like, I feel like you just break even when you go.
With those, no, because he usually, I almost said how much, but, he, I'm not going to share that on here. No, because we signed up for every three different rewards hotel things, so I get discounts on hotel rooms, and then one of the markets we went to, the room was free because we had enough points, so we didn't have to pay for that. He overall, if he brings someone with him, he'll spend more money on food, but when it's just us, we were very not trying to spend a lot, so we don't even buy. Like, if we're at an event during the day, we don't even really buy food at the event anymore. We bring food.
That's smart.
So, if there's, a Buc-ee's nearby, you will see us at Buc-ee's every day picking up drinks for the day and snacks and food to bring with us. And then...
That's smart.
That's that. We're not buying. Yeah, we're not. And we don't even really, if there's a celebrity that we haven't seen, we might buy that. But that's the most money we'd spend. Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing, he doesn't need to buy my food when I'm there. Your husband doesn't need to spend money on me while I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already staying with you guys half the time when I'm going places. So it's
he's going to.
I know, but he doesn't need to.
But
I have a good paying job. I'm not poor I was when I was in 20s.
No, I get you. And we had a conversation about it because some people that he has had with him at events want mm-hmm. to be paid in addition to having, like food and stuff paid for. They also want money. So
yeah, I can think of one of them.
He's kind of just like a lone wolf. If he can, we've just made it so we're trying to make things more efficient for him so he can just set up on his own. Cause it's hard for him. I'm gonna feel bad, but I can't go to all the events. It's just not possible for me to go, especially if they're out of state. I have to like know and hopefully have PTO open availability, you know, those days. So
No, I know it's hard because of his back and neck and whatnot. So no, you never have to pay. You don't ever have to pay me. I've never asked to be paid and you don't need to. I do this for fun.
Yes. Yes. No, I know. Yeah. And you are not on that list. It's not a big list, but it's,
I know at least one of them on that list.
Yeah. We won't say.
I'm not on air.
No, okay, well, can't share that.
We got off topic. So, Pixie Dusters, let us know what your goals are this year, whether it's like just I want to read a book or I want to, you have a project you want to do. I don't know. Tell us your goals. We'd love to encourage you and come alongside you in that.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. I agree.
So, have a great rest of your first full week of 2026. I'm rushing and I want to go to Disney.
I know.
Oh, goodness. Bye, Pixie Dusters.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan. The show is written and produced by Ashley and Sammy, except for those manifestos, which are all written by Dan himself. Intro and audio editing by Sammy, logo created by Ashley. The show is produced as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Make sure you check out all of our other shows and have a magical day.
Calling all you horror enthusiasts. If you are brave enough, we dare you to listen to our horror podcast, You Can't Kill the Boogeyman Podcast, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by Limitless Broadcasting Network. This show is available wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, everyone is entitled to one good scare. Don't forget to subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com.